Ah, we greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
We back
with another one.
Another one.
Yes. Yo.
DJ Khaled style.
Yeah. Aye. It's honestly a pleasure to be back. And yeah, on today's episode, we just want to give you a quick one because, yeah, the previous episodes have been quite long.
But yeah, a bit of an extent.
Yeah, but we don't know what is long in your
mind. Yeah.
So let us know. Yeah, feedback. Let us know. Is it the right length, shorter? You know, just...
The jury's still out.
Yeah. just let us know. Let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, on today's topic, or on today's conversation, what we want to talk about is, what does it mean to have an anointing? What does it mean to be anointed for something? Because I was thinking about it the other day regarding people that sing and people that worship.
Yeah.
Especially at churches that do have a band or people that just stand in front and they're able to like worship.
Yeah.
There is a difference. I don't know whether you have felt it or what.
Yeah.
There are days when it feels like somebody's singing and they're performing.
Yeah.
And then there are days where it feels like this person is trying to reach God. This person is connecting to something.
It touches you different.
It really touches you different. Mm-hmm. You can even see the person that is there worshiping that others lose themselves in it. And I appreciate that part. Yeah. I appreciate people that do that. Step out of yourself. True. You know.
Worship in truth and in spirit.
Okay. According to Percy, that person is anointed.
Yeah.
That's Percy's definition of it. The other person that is doing it, performing, so that we can come off the church and be like, wow, you know how to sing. Wow, you have such a beautiful voice. Wow, shout out to you.
It's more of a stage for them.
Also with ministers of the word, you know, like people that go out and speak about God. I don't think I said that sentence the way I wanted to say
it in your mind.
It didn't come out the same. But yeah, man, there are some people that kind of want you to hear how well read they are in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, how much they know the Bible, you know, or how deep they can dissect it or what. And like,
there's sort of a self-glorification.
And I don't know. Sometimes I have a sense for it. Like, sometimes I can tell. Like,
God didn't give us intuition.
Sure.
By mistake, guys. Like, no. God gave us intuition for a reason. And I'm going to let you carry on right now. I just want to say that this anointing aside for a second, you can always tell there's a sense that you get in your spirit.
Mm.
That lets you know when someone is insincere.
Mm.
In whatever that they're doing, if they're not really up to it, you can really tell. Have you ever done something you have done something with someone or went somewhere, whatever it may be, and you could just tell that this person wasn't really, really up to it. And they can lie to your face and tell you that, no, I'm good. No, like, I really am up to it, boy. Like, you can do this. But their effort or just something, something.
They're trying to persuade themselves.
And we have done this too.
Yeah.
We've done this too. Like, you're really not feeling it. Oh, and you're just...
Let's go.
Trying to make the other person happy.
let's try.
But yeah. Back to your point about anointing.
Yes. My point is, a part of me really, really wants something more for this podcast.
Okay.
A part of me. It's longing for it.
Okay.
But I'm afraid of longing for it too.
Okay.
For something to be anointed in my mind or in my view, it has to be spirit-led. It has to be something done by the spirit. Not because Percy wants it.
Wants it. True.
Yes. And yeah, man, because sometimes I listen to some of our episodes when I'm editing, or when I'm just taking a walk and I just want to listen to it just one more time.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I overanalyze it to the point where I miss whatever God is trying to say to me, through me.
Exactly. I feel like we both have OCD.
Yeah, we do.
Like, I'm exactly the same.
Sure.
Like, I am exactly the same. Sure. And it draws the fruit and the juice right out of it. Not even fruit and juice is even the wrong word. It draws the substance right out of it. You lose the point of what you were trying to do because you want it to be so perfect. And Otola, it was never meant to be that perfect. And you lose sight of what you're trying to do in seeking this perfection. And you don't see the good that you're doing regardless. So, yeah. No, I totally get what you're saying.
Sure. Like, also to the listener, if you go back and you re-listen to, like, our first few episodes, I apologize a lot, though. I'm very apologetic about us being casual.
Yeah.
You know, because in my mind, I feel that us being too casual is taking something away from the podcast, anointing-wise or spiritually-wise.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, like in my mind, that's what has been going through it to say, Donna, you are playing with something that is a bit serious.
But
at the same time, I'm not playing. Like, I'm genuinely doing this podcast.
Yeah. You know,
and I'm doing it in a way that I feel will be able to connect with a lot more people.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, man, like, this is working. Like, for me, this is working. This is a platform for Perseverance or for Kavelo to come and sit here and speak about God and speak to the masses.
Yeah.
We don't know whose lives we are touching.
Exactly.
We really don't. Like, exactly. We are unaware of that one person
in
a totally different continent that might go on the platform and just click on Let God Set the Tone just out of curiosity's sake and then find God.
Exactly.
And then from there onwards, their lives are totally different. We don't know. Kavelo, we don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know. Like, we honestly don't know. And we made an episode, like Reality Check, where we speak about the reality of what it is that we're doing.
Yeah.
And in that episode, I touched on some people that have been getting back to me.
Yeah,
and that have been the feedback that I've been getting. Kavelo, it's shocking. The people I never anticipated, I never thought.
But you didn't even tell them about the podcast. Like, you were just like,
But then I realized that that's the people that God is reaching out to.
Dude.
Like, for me, maybe I'm speaking maybe to people in my youth.
Church,
or people that I just speak about God with, you know, like people that we speak religion or Christianity with. And then different, totally different crowd, totally different person.
Yeah.
But then it all comes back. When can you say that something is anointed? What is to have an anointing? Yeah, it feels like I've been speaking for quite long.
No, man, I want you to flow.
And
I don't want to rush you because I wanted you to speak from your spirit. For me, anointing is a gift that comes from God. And it's expressed through the spirit. I feel like the world now, we've renamed that as talent. And the danger in talent is that we want talent to be something that we can see. Something that is recognizable.
Hey, come here.
And
hey.
And
yay.
When you have a gift for something, that's when I feel like you've been anointed by God to do that thing specifically. And I feel like we lose sight of people's talents and people lose sight of the talent that they have because we want it to be something that is noticeable. And something that can generate equity. And when we don't see that, when God has given you the gift of, let me say, the gift of changing people's perspective, that can be a gift. I can be down and out and you can change my perspective and change my mind, make me have a different outlook on life. And you may not be in a position where you are able to profit from it. Maybe God has placed you in an environment where you are literally saving the lives of the people who need it and don't have the ability to pay for that service or whatever. And where now you don't see this gift that God has given you because you are so focused on a talent that can bring equity, if you get what I'm saying. And when someone has an anointing, I feel like it's a sense of glory that comes from God. You see it, you know it. It's a sense of intuition. Like when you can just see it. When I see Percy doing that, I'm like, wow, you are extra good at that thing. Like you do it, and it has a sense of effortlessness to it. Not that you don't work harder on that thing, but it has that spiritual sense to it. Like, dude, quick example, stupid example. When I was watching Lionel Messi play at his peak, playing football, my eyes knew that they were seeing something different. Like, there was that sense. You were just watching someone like play football, but you were like, my God, how is he doing that? It was a sense of anointing in that sense, because you know you've never, and I, like in that example, I'm not diminishing other great football players, because you do watch other football players and you're like, wow, that person is really good at this. But I just wanted to make an example of anointing and you understanding that when God has placed a gift in someone's life, it's there. It's there, and the word says your gift will make room for you, if I'm saying that correctly.
I don't know if that's
correct. I feel like your gift make, if I'm saying it correctly, your gift will I feel like it's saying your gift will be your shining light in the world. And You just have to see it. And we struggle to see because I feel like we are just...
That's dangerous. That can be dangerous.
Exactly. Because I feel like we're so stuck on it being something that we want to be appreciated. The world only appreciates certain gifts. And others we cast aside as though they're useless. And everyone wants a gift that will bring them recognition and appreciation and money, because we love those things so much. But if God has given you a gift of being... There are people who have gifts with animals. Like, they have that sense. You know, like I see Zamilan with dogs. It's like, how does he do that? That's a gift. That's an anointing. But if you had that and God had given you that, you'd be like, I don't care about dogs. Like, I want to be a football star, man. You know? You see? And I was just making an example, but anointing is something that is glaringly obvious to me. And when someone does something that they are anointed at doing, dude, it shines in your face. And you get caught up in that vortex of, you're the glory of God. Is on this person in that sense.
Yeah, you've kind of moved ahead a bit, but I want to take you back.
Okay.
You said that the aim is for you to see it.
No, I said I want us to see it.
Yeah.
The aim, is getting us to see it. Yeah. Because I feel like you will appreciate it if you know it.
That's why I'm saying that's the danger. Like, that's where the danger lies. Yeah. Because it's easy for you to appreciate it, and it's also easy for you to, I don't know, praise yourself, like, I don't know, we feel, Yeah. English.
Getting up on your high horse.
Yes.
It's called. I'm struggling to find the word.
Yes.
It's.
There is a word.
There is. Carry on.
But I also wanted to reference a soccer player.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you also chose a soccer player.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say, look at our brother CR7, Cristiano. You know, Cristiano is aware of his gift. He knows
self-glorification.
So now, what happened towards the end of his current term, or his most recent term at Manchester United, I did not like the light it shone upon him. Yeah, because we are aware, my brother, that you are good at what you do. But how he was when he was getting substituted, how he was when he was chilling on the bench, sometimes his attitude, he would try and hide it. Because to speak the truth on him, he's a very good sportsman. You know, his sportsmanship, 100%.
Yeah.
But sometimes his attitude and how he sees himself compared to, I don't know, maybe other players on this team or what, just, yeah, like sometimes it would be like, ah, Joe, I'm a better fit than so-and-so. Why aren't you choosing me? What not? Like, so sometimes seeing that you are good at
it's, I feel like it boils down to character. I feel like it boils down to character, and don't have a big head. And it's a danger, because the anointing that God has given you can easily push you to like a sense of pride, and a sense of worshiping yourself.
What happens when you don't see yourself developing that big head, and the people around you try to make you aware that, hey Joe, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and then you feel as though maybe they're being envious or jealous, and maybe they don't understand the shoes that you are in because they are not where you are at. Maybe they don't understand that you are Cristiano, you have been playing soccer for all these other teams.
Yeah.
You have the experience. You have played soccer before.
Yeah.
Soccer is your thing.
Yeah.
So you can't come and listen to Cabello try and make you aware that, bro, calm down. Realize the situation right now. Relax. You are developing a big head. How, as the person who's anointed, how can you be more aware of your head?
You will see it in your actions. As soon as, I feel like the moment you feel like you are better than, you've already lost it.
Better than who? Better than what?
Exactly. Whatever. Because this conversation is broad. We are making examples of soccer players. But it's broad.
It's because, very broad.
Because it's whatever aspect of life that you're trying to, because if I feel like I'm a better teacher than whoever. If I feel like I'm a better painter than whoever, and I feel like I deserve all this recognition, and I feel like I'm developing a big head, I'm self-worshipping, I'm building my chest up, beating my chest up, and raising myself to a level of, I feel like, I've come to the place where I wanted to get certain. That's why I say it comes down to character, because I feel like certain people want to be worshipped for their anointing.
Say, please say it again. Just one more time. Just one more time.
If your character isn't developed in that way, it will lead you to wanting people to worship you for your anointing. Because you are so good at that, you feel like people should just lay down and worship you for it. And that should never be the case. That's the dangerous place. And to me, look, I'm not speaking ill of anyone, and I'm just sharing my perspective. The Cristiano thing.
Andrew, let's let it go. I feel bad. No, like,
no, I do feel bad. Feel bad. But I feel like real talk, everyone has always known his sort of character. That's the way he is. Like, that's who he is. Like, in that sense of feeling like he's the man. Like, there's always been telltale signs of, you know. I am Christian. Yeah, and I'll
just before we leave, just one more. Like,
yeah.
What's the difference between him and Zlatan Ibrahimovic? What's the difference?
I feel like Zlatan is worse in a sense of I feel like Zlatan is worse in a sense of he cannot even hold himself. Like Cristiano has a sense of control to it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get frustrated on the pitch,
mm-hmm.
but you won't hear Cristiano come out to the world and say, "I am Cristiano. I'm so much better than this." Mm-hmm. This, like, dude, the things that Zlatan has said has been like, you are even like, he's in his mind. I do not know who he is. Like, he is. I'm confused. This guy is even convinced himself that he's even better than he actually is. And that is a level of delusion that exceeds my mind.
Mm.
Because he's a great player, but he feels like it's a danger of, he feels like he's Cristiano. Let me just put it like that.
Mm.
Like, he thinks that he is that good, and no, you are not.
Mm.
And he speaks as if, like, he's dead. Yeah.
Oh, I actually want to speak for him a bit because I brought him up. So there are moments when I've heard him actually speak.
Yeah.
He never compares himself to other people.
Yeah.
All he says is that I am good at what I do.
Yeah.
Which is the truth.
Yeah, it is.
But I realize that he has come to a point where he has made peace with his ability. If you feel that you can sing,
mm-hmm.
although naturally you can't sing better than so-and-so, but you do know that you can sing,
mm.
and maybe you've reached the peak of your singing abilities,
mm.
giving yourself flowers and saying that I'm a great singer doesn't take away the fact that so-and-so is better than you.
Exactly.
It's just you acknowledging that I am a great singer.
Yeah.
It's you finding confidence in yourself.
In yourself.
To say that, you know what, Kabelo Joe, I am good at this. Nobody's going to tell us otherwise. Because people are going to say otherwise. People have been comparing him to Lionel Messi and Cristiano. And he's saying, sharp, they're good. I get it. But I'm good too. I'm just good in my own regard. I'm good for myself. You can't take away other players like, right now,
dude, it's
So
I totally get what you're saying.
So Zlatan, in his own respect, and I understand him to an extent.
I
get it. You know, he's finding confidence within himself and not in anyone else. He doesn't need anyone else to come and be confident
in him
him to be good at what he does. He doesn't need that, and he's letting the world know. That you know what, I am confident in this. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in myself playing this.
Yeah.
So sometimes maybe he might go a bit forward. Sure, but yeah, I'm done speaking for him. Yeah, you know, I just had to defend. I put him in the fire.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Like, I totally get it. And it's just that I've heard him say things that have been like laughable.
Mm,
to be fair.
Mm.
And I felt as though his head was a bit too big.
Mm-hmm.
For how good he was.
Mm.
And we all see his talent.
Mm.
And guys, don't miss the point. We are making an example about
these are this just person.
But I hope you're seeing the bigger picture of what we're trying to do. Because there are Zlatans in all walks of life.
Yes.
There are Zlatans in all walks of life. So keep that in mind. So yeah. It's raising yourself up to a place where I feel like is you've not even reached yet, or you are not at that level,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I feel like the danger, especially with our analogy of Zlatan is, and it has people looking at you different.
True.
It has people looking at you different. Ooh. Because no one, I feel like aside from Zlatan, no one actually believed that he's as good as, you know, the people that he's claimed he's even better than. But anyway, I feel like that's enough about him.
As we move away from this, I've been thinking, like, it's something I wanted to bring up even, that pay close attention to the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends, your family, just people in your close circle. Because actually in your tighter circle, you have a circle of people and acquaintances, some friends, but then there's that one.
The people that truly matter to you.
The people that truly, truly, truly matter to you.
Yeah.
Take note of the things they say. You know, sometimes you might feel in the moment that maybe they're jealous or whatnot. Maybe they're not in the current situation that you're in. Because let's say, for instance, you blow up, whatever. Maybe you're a soccer star and then you just blow up. And now you're at a certain level and people try to guide you and advise you.
Yeah.
And in your mind, you now feel that you still think I'm the old Kabelo. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are still Kabelo.
Yeah.
You are still Kabelo to the extent of we can call you and be like, that you're doing too much.
Yeah.
So if your mind, you think that the old Kabelo is no more and you're now a different Kabelo, you're now at a different state, you're now in a different level, relax, calm down. You're still that Kabelo.
Exactly.
And this is because I had sort of a conversation with a friend, and it was one of the last conversations I had with him.
Okay.
And it was regarding something, and he needed my viewpoint, how I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, and the conversation didn't end the nicest, because I was honest, you know.
Yeah.
I said it the way it was. And thing is, it wasn't even something that deep, you know.
Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And
And it was something where they were dealing with a certain situation and they just were letting me know about it.
Okay.
And in the process of them letting me know, I said, the best way around such and such is maybe to do this.
Okay.
And they took that personal, you know, they took that chest. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, what kind of a friend would I be if I didn't even let you know that, hey, Joe, you can look at a situation like this and this.
I feel like that, what you just said is so powerful, because the example that you're making is letting you know how fake our friendships are. And we cannot tell each other the truth of being scared of hurting each other's feelings, because feelings have become paramount to every decision making. It doesn't even make any sense. And the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Not me hurting you intentionally, but me trying to direct you into light. And if I can't be honest with you in telling you, then it is not a true friendship. We have to always agree for the relationship to be sustainable in your eyes.
That's not a true friendship.
That's a lie. Yeah. Because we have this tribal mentality of, I only want to be with people that agree with me. And that is dangerous, because you lose perspective. Because you want people that think like you, act like you, talk like you, make every decision that you make. You are not challenged in any sense. There is no room for growth. And I love that. Because I've found myself, I have lost so many friends in that sense. Because, you know what I like is, because with some of them, I've had that conversation with myself. I didn't even have to have that conversation with them. Because I would bring up something and it would be clear to me the way they thought. And I wouldn't be judgmental. I would be like, okay, I see this is not necessarily who you are, but this is what you believe, or this is what you want to do. And I would be like, okay, cool. I do not see a fruitful friendship if that is the case. If our friendship has terms and conditions of this and this and this and that, then I didn't see it being able to prosper. And I was like, okay, it's better if I let go. And yeah, like I said before in a previous episode, we like to say we grew apart. But yeah.
You make the decision.
I don't want to say maturity, because I'm going to sound like I have a big head in that sense. But maturity is the wrong word. It's something totally different. Because the more you grow up, I wanted to say, the more you see the different mental spaces that you are with other people. And other people are with you. And that's where you choose the people who are in your circle,
mm-hmm.
the people that matter to you. And those people do not always have to agree with you. And those people do not always have to think like you.
Mm.
And remember to see the anointing in these people. remember that. And let's make it a point of highlighting each other's anointing. Because I feel like that's how people will recognize it. Because certain people are oblivious of their own gifts.
Mm.
And they do not see it. And it can be something that is, dude, you could be chilling with a baker in your house. Just enjoying it. But that person has a gift.
Mm.
And you will hear people just complimenting and being passive about it.
Mm.
But that is a gift that we are all missing. And it's something that sounds so silly.
Mm.
But if you truly think about it, you could be sleeping on a person's gift. And if you could actually open this person's eyes as to, dude, you are really good at this.
Mm.
You are good at this. Do something with this, please. You see? Yeah.
Was it an episode where we just talking where we were speaking about as people, you know, you made an example with the salary, that if we're both earning 100K,
and then
your 100K, you want to spend it somewhere else. And then we don't know where that is. And I say that as a Christian, you know, we are just, it's in our nature just to give. It's in our nature just to plant seeds everywhere.
Yeah.
A challenge to myself, to you, and the listener.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, plant seeds where you see potential.
Exactly.
Of
Of greatness.
Of greatness.
Exactly.
You never know.
Like, you never know.
You never know what you could be doing for that person, their family, their brother, their sister, their friends. You just don't know the extent of the impact you could be doing in that person's life. Or you could
guys,
be
let's build each other with words.
Why not?
Because the power of life and death is in the mouth, guys. You do not you're not even talking about money. If you have the ability, do it. Like, if you have the resources to do whatever for another person, please, by all means,
do it.
Be a blessing in that person's life. But let's start by building each other with words.
Mm.
If you see something, say it.
Affirm something.
Dude.
Yes.
Dude. And we take it lightly how important that is.
It won't take anything away from you. Trust me. It won't. Let someone know. Like, Joe, You really are good at soccer. Like you are really good, and I'm aware that Ronaldo trial next week, the Sundowns.
Dude.
So yeah.
And if that person develops a big head over it, that's their problem, guys. Like don't.
You did your part.
Don't exactly.
Did your part.
Don't withhold from planting goodness into someone for fear of them being whatever type of way.
Mm.
Because we're not do God's work. Do your part. Like, be the good servant that you are. Like, do God's work. And don't overanalyze it.
Mm.
Do your part. And do it with you. To the best of your ability.
To the best of your ability. And
I believe if we do that, guys.
Mm.
Like, you know, I believe if we truly find ourselves in that space. And I feel like it starts like a little low.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we would see a lot of our lives change for the better.
Yes.
Like if you truly put 100% effort in everything that you do,
mm-hmm.
that sounds ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But if you truly do that, put 100% effort when you're washing your clothes
mm-hmm.
and reading and studying and learning and working and everything. Not just the things that make you feel good. Not the things that you just motivated to do. And motivation is... it's frickle. I don't believe in motivation. I believe in drive.
Because
drive will make you get up and do it if you were, even when you're not feeling like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, like I said earlier, we're all about feelings and I hate
it.
I'm sorry to say I hate that so much because we are controlled by our feelings.
Mm.
And that doesn't lead us anywhere because the moment you don't feel like it, you don't do it.
Mm.
And we justify it by saying, it has to feel good for us. You know, it has to be a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't have to be a vibe. Be diligent. Be you. Be true. Be like, just do it, guys.
Percy's looking at me some sort of way.
like seriously, it doesn't have to be a vibe. No. scratch vibe, guys. Let's have a drive. Let's do it and do it to the best of your ability. Like, give it your best shot. Even when you're not good at it, give it your best shot, and I'm sure, I promise you, something will surprise you. You will surprise yourself. You will surprise yourself. Clean that house even when you don't feel like it. Like, I know there are what we call cheat days. Do it when you don't feel like doing it. Show up for someone even when you don't, even when you've given yourself an excuse of being lazy. I don't feel like doing it. You will have a thought. The Lord will speak to you. Call Percy. Percy might be crying and on his knees at that moment. And you'll be like, hey, I'll do it later. And it's a thought that just came innocently. Because you never know. And I will, you have like 1,000 rands of her time just sitting on your phone. And only next week you'll call Piss. And you never know why your spirit told you to do that at that moment.
Wow.
But I urge you, just for yourself. Just for yourself then. Do everything that you do. And you, with 100% effort. And have drive in it. And do it knowing that you're doing it for God, as a reflection of God in your life. And I promise you, you will see His anointing in your life. Your gift shall come to light. Like, you'll see what you're really good at.
Challenge accepted, by the way. Challenge accepted.
I'm even challenging myself right now. No, like do it. Do it with that. Fight your procrastination, guys. Because I feel like that's one of the biggest curses that is on. And do not fall in love with this. Do not search for Instagram. Hey, do not do it for an Instagrammable. What can I say?
Life is not
achievement. An Instagrammable achievement. Fall in love with the process. Percy told me this. Fall in love. We know it sounds cliche, but do it. Do not want instant results. That's what I meant by saying Instagram. Do not do it for instant results. We, this microwave mentality that we have, you know, we'll put it in there for 30 seconds and it'll pop out and it'll be hot and cool. Nah, guys, things of real substance take time, they take effort, and they take you working. Like, you, let's do it. Like, our anointing will come to light, guys, in that sense.
In Jesus' name, amen. In
Jesus' name, amen.
It feels like this episode doesn't need a conclusion, Joe.
No, it doesn't. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. Now, if by the end of this episode you still don't know what an anointing is, with all due respect, Google, with all due respect.
Yeah, maybe you will believe Google.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
Just kidding.
But
just kidding. But thank guys, you. Yeah, just to finish off. Seek. Anointing, in a sense of like, look for it and applaud it and acknowledge it and appreciate it. And do yourself a favor and be the best you can be by having that drive. But yeah, we appreciate you and we love you, you know, guys. We thought this was going to be a short one. Peace and love, guys.
Hey, peace and love. Good job.